and a grounding breath. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Over there in the other house.
Yeah, and you're over there.
Okay, good morning and welcome to 15 minutes of turning procrastination into motivation and creativity.
How about that?
Isn't that a good trade?
I'm up for that.
Yep. No, but I mean, it's really what is on the other side. And it's possible and it's available. So let's dive right in. Okay, what is Simba? What is procrastination?
So procrastination is a popularized term for when you are not either finishing a task or you're just delaying something you have, a task, assignment, a goal, a mission, something that you are either assigned to do or that you yourself want to do, but like, I just can't finish this. Whatever I do, I can't finish this. I sometimes might even get started, or as I have with some clients, I get started and then they go, oh, nice wall painting. Oh, nice lamp. And they just disappear into somewhere else, right? They just completely disappear. So procrastination is, if you look from the autonomic nervous system, seen through the lens of the polyvagal theory. If you've been with us, you've seen the three different zones that we talk about, the green zone, the red zone, and the blue zone. So thank you very much for that one. So if you look in the green zone, that's the social engagement. You feel safe, curious, open, compassionate. I feel calm. I can use my language to resolve any questions or any challenges. You know, I feel safe enough to be heard, to be seen, and that I can articulate my needs and they will be met. When we're in the red zone, the sympathetic nervous system, it's more of a primal response. Now, talking might not be as safe or feel as beneficial for me, so it might be more instinctual. You know, start to raise your voice. We can blame. We can be a little bit more decisive. Up to the levels where it's more can be more rage or panic attack if we're really high up the curve. So that's because we have a lot of adrenaline and we entered into something called fight or flight. I'm either trying to fight whatever's making me feel unsafe, or I'm fleeing away from it. And this is not a conscious act. Like, this whole system is automated. It's the autonomic nervous system. So this happened without you thinking about it. Your system doesn't feel that your body or your ego identity is safe. So it will try to fight whatever is threatening it or flee away from it. If it can't do either of these two, then usually what happens is that we start to go into something that's called a dorsal vagal, the top of the curve, which is a freeze response. And we can either go right into it or we can gradually go into it. And at this level, your body's going from adrenaline to opiates. So your mind is kind of saying, wow, all these inputs that I'm getting from my body, I can't do anything about it. So it shuts it off, right? The body will still feel all of this stress, but now your mind won't take it in because it's like a blockage. So it's a disconnect, a dissociation, as we say, dissociation from mind and body. So the procrastination usually happens up in the blue zone because there is so much internal thoughts, processes, emotion that haven't been processed that triggers us up to this level where we kind of check out, right? And at lower levels, you can still run a business, it can be that we daydream, or it can be that we are very, very intellectual about something. But if you ask someone, how do you feel in your body? They're like, what do you mean? I have a body. Like, there's not a real connection. It's not that what we joked about in the beginning. Take a deep breath in. I don't see the purpose of that, because why should I do that? My body breathes. Why should I make an effort to breathe, right? It's a very intellectual process, which usually is a sign that we're not very connected to the body.
Yeah, it's so interesting, this, because it's the same. We did a podcast on the myth of tiredness. It's the same reaction. It's like, I am unable to move forward. And that's the nervous system saying, I'm too activated. So we need to kind of stay in ground and do something else for a while. So it's, as we say, a lot of people are living from the blue zone and are having problems related to the blue zone. That's why we are debunking them like crazy here now, one after one. But we're, I mean, we talk about procrastination as a problem, but it can, I mean, it's a safety system for the body that says it's too much. It's like, I'm too activated. I have to take a pause. So it's like the nervous system kind of goes up there and rest for a bit. But if we are spending all our time up there and it's becoming a problem, I mean, procrastinating a little bit sometimes is just, that's not a problem. But if it becomes a pattern, then that's, then it's not healthy. I mean, all the, well, not all, but a lot of the body's self-healing mechanisms are turned off when we are living in the blue zone. And more people are fully operating from the blue zone. And just, we have all our different patterns. I mean, my pattern was that I started the day with a bang. I went to the gym. I rushed to work. I took a coffee. And then I was just like racing through the day. And then in the afternoon, I was just crashed. And then I started procrastinating and I became tired. But what really was happening was that my nervous system was overloaded. And I just kept on activating it way too much and way too often. So where does the motivation and creativity come in?
So it's a lot of energy that goes to suppressing or navigating, coping with all of these unresolved emotions, like you were saying, tension and stress that we have. And that's really the defensive mechanism of procrastination, right? So once we start to work through that, or we see it as a ally, this is showing me something, this is showing me an opportunity for growth. It's showing me something that, you know, you can choose to see it in different ways, but it's coming up because it's ready to be worked through and it's not gonna leave without actually being addressed, right? So that's usually what happens with the body and the nervous system, right? That's why they have books with titles, When the Body Says No, you know, when the body really, when the nervous system says, okay, mind, great, we'll help you, we'll support you in your endeavors, but you know, this gotta stop. Then the body is what really controls us. It's what really says yes or no. So your body will say no when it's time to say no. And to not see that as an enemy, right? To actually see that as, wow, okay, this is actually showing me something. I have huge potential for growth here, personally, professionally, spiritually, on all levels that you want to look at, physically, mentally, emotionally. So when you start to work through that, when you start to actually connect to it and allow your body to step back and kind of maybe have some unbound creativity time where you're not working towards a specific goal that you actually, I started coloring books and I was like, I never get this done. I'm not finished. And I was like, that's not the point, right? You do it to relax and to be in the moment. But that was a way for me, for instance, just to give you like a reference, what you can do. But you can also work with your nervous system on a deeper level to really clear out all that stress and tension. And once you do, you will have a tidal wave of energy that instead of being procrastinating and pushing down these emotions because it can't handle it, that can go into motivation and to creativity, right? Because now it doesn't have to, the body, the nervous system doesn't have to suppress anything. Now it can just send all that energy into wherever you want to go, right? So it's kind of like, if you look at it in from a financial point of view or with money, it's kind of like having a very, have a lot of expenses that are very,
very expensive habit that doesn't give you anything.
And that you may not even be aware of. Yeah. Why is this coming up from my, you know, like,
what's this chunk of money that's being removed automatically from my account like 5 minutes after I get paid?
This. What's going on, right?
No, so but that's kind of the same. And that's what it is, because the body is it's spending so like incredibly amount of energy. Gabor Mate, his way of describing it is you have a ball with air inside and you keep it underwater and you know how much pressure you need to put to keep that ball underwater. That's the same thing. It costs the body tremendous amounts of energy to keep these things in place, and the nervous system is doing everything it can to keep you healthy and alive and safe. But at some point, it starts to spend so much time in the blue zone, and then this energy is just, yeah, it's not good for. I mean, you can say like, oh, I'm procrastinating, so I'm not succeeding in life. But the next step is that it's degenerating your health. So what we want to do is to start. So if you're listening, then we've been in the video on YouTube, we've been showing the polyvagal curve. So if you want to see the polyvagal curve, you hop over and look at this on YouTube. But we want to start the journey down to the green zone. And that's where we can access all of this amazing, like, naturally installed feelings and emotions and energy levels. That's why we do this. That's why we focus all our lives on just trying to create this abundant lifestyle. And it's in the green zone where this is available, like naturally available to us. And I mean, I can just speak from my own experience. When I come out of the blue zone and start my way to the green zone, I mean, I have so much inspiration, creativity, and motivation. It's like I don't know what to do with it. It's like, wow, I can do so much. I wish I have 8 arms. It's like, and how I turned that from procrastination, because I was basically living out of the blue zone and the red zone before I came here. And the way that we do that is to work with the nervous system, to really, really ground. And everything that you're already doing is great, like meditation and breath work and EFT or being in nature and playing with your kids and dogs, like doing all of these things that are really grounding and soothing and healing. But if we add on the TRE, the tension and trauma release exercises, then we are adding the deepest tool that we have come across. And I mean, this is all we do, trying different modalities to see what works. And this is really a fast track. I mean, if you could fast track the nervous system, this would be it. So if you want to get started with TRE for yourself, we are launching the module 1 TRE on May 13 and 14, where you will get the deeper introduction to the nervous system, the polyvagal curve, learn how to do the TRE safely by yourself, because you have to do it with a trained practitioner for a couple of times before you do it by yourself. And then you will also get the introduction to grounding and self-regulation. So what would this do for procrastination, Simba?
Well, with TRE, you really learn to regulate your nervous system. And it's both learning how to navigate the speed where you feel safety or lack of safety, but it also helps the body to clear out tension, stress, and you don't have to think about it. You don't have to talk about it. You don't have to go to a memory. You don't have to bring up a specific emotion. Your job is to connect to your body and kind of befriend it and just listen, let your body do, you know, the body will do the work for you. It's kind of like you're driving a car. Okay. Am I getting ungrounded? Am I driving too fast, too slow? That's what you do when you regulate the nervous system. And that's really what happens with procrastination versus motivation and creativity. Procrastination is like, this is going too fast, right? Yeah. And motivation, I mean, the word itself means move, and creativity that you create something.
Yeah.
If something is going too fast, you're not going to want to move or create new stuff, because that's just going to add.
Yeah, it doesn't feel safe. It
really helps going to too slow fast. Things down, so you start to feel safe and connect yourself. And this 2-day module 1 is really to immerse yourself in a grounding atmosphere and have a real practical experience of doing so. And so you can continue practicing TRE for yourself. And it's also the first one out of 3 modules. That's the start for the year-long program if you want to be a TRE provider and provide this great tool for other people. So we have many different options of how to work with this. And any option you do will help you, we are sure of.
Yeah, the module one is a standalone module, so it has nothing to do with the becoming a practitioner. It's just the first module in the training, which is a completely standalone where you focus on yourself, where you learn to create a safety pattern in your nervous system, and you use this tool to start your journey down to the green zone. Over, I mean, you incorporate it in your daily practice. And you get the foundations of everything. So it has nothing to do with the whole program. But if you would like, you can. So because it's the first module. So if you want to join us, it's online, May 13 and 14. It's a 2-day experience. It's a fantastic experience. It's one of the things that really started to change my life. So I highly recommend you to join if you feel like this is something that you want to incorporate in your life and start to shift this pattern. And I mean, turning procrastination into motivation and creativity is just, it's just one thing that this will start to affect. So sign up right on, or DM us for any questions, and we're happy to answer. And have a good day.
Have a great day.
Ciao.
Ciao.